President Bush makes clear the stakes are high, stressing America's security is linked to progress in Iraq and the greater Middle East.
As more nations replace tyranny with liberty and replace hatred with hope, America will be more secure. Our nation has accepted a mission, and we're moving forward with resolve.
The comments came in a speech to members of the Veterans of Foreign Wars at their national convention in Salt Lake City, Utah. Mr. Bush said the task of securing freedom is the work of generations, praising the efforts of American troops, both past and present.
Freedom has contended with hateful ideologies before. We defeated fascism. We defeated communism. And we will defeat the hateful ideology of the terrorists who attacked America.
The president swore once again that terrorists who seek to block the tide of freedom in the Middle East will fail, speaking just a few hours before the deadline for submission of a draft constitution to the Iraqi parliament. Mr. Bush praised the courage of Iraqi leaders seeking to build a peaceful, free society. He said these are historic times, but added that America is well aware of the difficult negotiations involved in creating a constitution that will stand the test of time and reflect the values of the Iraqi people.
Americans understand the challenges facing the framers of Iraq's new constitution. We admire their thoughtful deliberations. We salute their determination to lay the foundation for lasting democracies amid the ruins of a brutal dictatorship.
President Bush also took note of what he described as hopeful signs in the Israeli-Palestinian dispute.
This past week, Prime Minister Sharon and the Israeli people took a courageous and painful step by beginning to remove settlements in Gaza and parts of the northern West Bank. The Israeli disengagement is an historic step that reflects the bold leadership of Prime Minister Sharon.
The speech in Salt Lake City is the first of two the president will deliver this week on Iraq, the Middle East, and the war on terrorism. On Wednesday, he will speak in the state of Idaho, where he is also expected to meet privately with troops based in the state. President Bush easily won both Idaho and Utah in last year's election, and support for his policies has been high. But his speech drew anti-war protesters to Salt Lake City. Mr. Bush made no direct comment on the demonstrators in his address to the veterans group, nor did he mention Cindy Sheehan, the mother of a soldier killed in Iraq who was leading a protest near his Texas ranch. Instead, the president made a point of recognizing the contributions of all America's war dead, saying the nation mourns with their grieving families. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, the White House.